the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome, welcome, everybody. There's an idea deep within people's minds that religion is essentially a negative experience. It's particularly true for Christianity. That religion is essentially a negative experience, which means that it's all about rules and regulations and threats of punishment and thou shalt not, and God's favorite word is no, and maybe God's second favorite word is don't. Essentially negative. Well, this is not what Jesus taught. And he expresses it today probably as well as he's ever expressed it anywhere when he says, "I haven't come to abolish the law. I've come to fulfill it." So let's take a look at that real quick. Jesus says, "I've come to fulfill the law." What law is he talking about? Well, he's talking about the Ten Commandments. And did you know that when God gave the people the Ten Commandments, it was the very first thing God did after he set them free from slavery? Very first thing that he did. Moses led the people out of Egypt and through the Red Sea, and they came to the foot of Mount Sinai. Very first thing God did was to give the people the Ten Commandments, as if to say, "People, I'm the reason why you got set free. I'm the one who set you free. Now, if you keep these commandments, you'll be free forever." And if you know your Old Testament, you know that as long as the people kept the covenant, they flourished. But when they broke the commandments, they began to suffer. They were taken captive. And something like that, spiritually speaking, happens to all of us too. And that's essentially what our Lord is talking about here. Because question for you here this morning, do we keep the commandments? And by we, I don't mean like people as a broad generality, but people who could do things like come to Mass at noon on a Wednesday, people who are trying to do what God asks, do we keep the commandments? I think you're going to honestly say the answer is yes, but. Yes, we keep the commandments, but don't we often treat them as rules, restrictions? And you know what you do with a rule? You always ask yourself, how far can I go before I can break the rule? What do you do when somebody gives you a rule? You say, what's the least I have to do to keep the rule? And Jesus, right here in the same Sermon on the Mount, he's going to go on to say that the desire to break the commandment in your heart already breaks the commandment. And when we break the commandment, just like the people back in the Old Testament, we lose our freedom. Interesting thing about freedom, it's a paradox. You ever stop to think about the paradox of freedom? Namely, that there's no such thing as freedom unless there's first some kind of restrictions on you. Like, for example, I'm free right now. I can play the piano. Only reason I can do that is because once upon a time, I restricted myself to learning scales and chords. And, you know, you can hop on an airplane and you're free to fly across the country, wherever it is you're going, only because somewhere, some engineer restricted himself to obeying the laws of physics. You're free to travel, let's say, to New York City, but only if you restrict yourself not to stop everywhere else or go some other place. If you Unless you restrict yourself, you never really have true freedom. It's a paradox. It's funny how that is. And you know what happens when we break those restrictions? We don't end up with freedom. What we end up with is a kind of chaos or even a plethora of burdensome regulations. G.K. Chesterton, he once said, when you break the big laws, you don't get freedom. You don't even get anarchy. What you get are little laws. And because a few people can't keep the commandments, we live in this stifling plethora of stifling regulations. For example, everywhere you go, aren't the doors always locked? Everywhere you go to the office, crosses the way to the church, locked door. You know, you go into some building, security guard, metal detector, locked door. Bet you all locked your doors in the parking lot and your cars out there in the parking lot. Why? Why? Because somebody somewhere can't keep a big law, thou shalt not steal. You see the lack of freedom that comes when we break the big laws? God wanted to give us freedom. That's why he gave us the commandments. But something happens on the spiritual order when we minimize those commandments. And when Jesus says, I've come to fulfill the law, what he asks us to do is to live it from the depths of our heart. I knew somebody who personally knew Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And he said of her, the thing about Mother, she's so free. She's so free. Why is she so free? It's an interior freedom. It's a spiritual reality. Because she gave God her heart. Does God want that for you too? Yes. Yes. But only you can say yes. And you know what happens is the whole process of stifling the regulation ends up reversing itself. When God first made Adam and Eve back in the garden, how many commandments were there? How many commandments? There was one. Just don't eat from the tree. That's all he said. But they couldn't keep that rule. So how many commandments did we get? 10. And then they couldn't keep that. By the time Jesus came, did you know there are 613 regulations based on the 10 commandments in the Old Testament? 613. Jesus reversed the whole process. Before he ascended into heaven, he left us with just one commandment. You know what it is? Love one another as I have loved you. And if we keep that, everything else falls into place. A little thought for a year for Lent. Something that only you can give God, and that is the desire to keep the commandments from your heart so that we'll live in the freedom that we were created to know. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that. St. Turibius, pray for us.